Now, the rest of the story. Larry and Dick were songwriters under MGM contract. They wrote songs for the movies. One day, the studio decided to make a picture called Hollywood Party, the definitive so-called screwball comedy. It was to feature every comedian on the MGM payroll, including blonde bombshell Jean Harlow. Now, Harlow was to portray a young would-be actress. The script called for her to sing a song about her career aspirations. Songwriters Larry and Dick suggested Harlow's character literally pray for success. And these are the lyrics they wrote. Oh, Lord, if you're not busy up there, I ask for help with a prayer, so please don't give me the air. Oh, Lord, I know how busy you are. If I'm not going too far, be nice and make me a star. Larry and Dick called that song a prayer. It never had a prayer. After previewing some of the first footage, mogul Louis B. Mayer decided to pull Harlow off of the picture and with her music. But the tune wasn't bad, declared producer David Selznick, and Selznick was working on a serious movie called Manhattan Melodrama. He needed a song for a nightclub scene. Dick's melody could stay the same, but lyricist Larry would have to come up with something better. Here's what he came up with, quote, Oh Lord, what is the matter with me? I'm just permitted to see the bad in every man. Oh my goodness. That movie starred Clark Gable, William Powell, and Myrna Loy. The movie turned out to be a hit, but Larry and Dick's song did not. And then one day, they were visiting with music publisher Jack Robbins, and into the conversation popped that one unpopular song. What was wrong with it, Larry complained. Robbins scratched his chin. The tune is fine, he said, but Larry, those lyrics. Well, Larry bristled. The lyrics were unique, he insisted. They made you think. The publisher replied that was the problem. They made you think too much. Larry should go back to the dependable material. To a long song with all the old cliches. The June and Moon and Spoon, and Larry gagged. He said, I hate formula writing. The publisher said, I dare you. And Larry took the dare. And the result turned out to be Larry and Dick's outstanding achievement of 1933. Now, Larry meant this joke. Something with which to get back at publisher Jack Robbins. He even gave the title a June Moon Spoon rhyme as a joke, knowing full well that the moon is actually silvery. But that joke made Jack Robbins rich and made Larry and Dick famous. Burdened with pretentious words, that same music had failed twice before. But given the old-fashioned touch, the little song that couldn't eventually could and did. Lyricist Larry was to hate that song for the rest of his life. And yet it was the only success that he and Dick ever had that was not associated with a stage or screen musical. And you know the romantic masterpiece of Rodgers and Hart. The one that starts out, Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Only now you know the rest of the story.